This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israeli authorities said a rocket attack on a football ground in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights killed several people, including children, on Saturday. Emma Gell from Reuters has more.
The strike in the village of Majd al-Shams killed around a dozen people, including children, Israeli authorities said.
This evening,
Israeli authorities blamed the Iran-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah, vowing a response. The Israeli ambulance service said around a dozen more people were wounded in the blast. Hezbollah denied any responsibility for the strike in a statement. The group had earlier announced several rocket attacks targeting Israeli military positions in other locations from Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who was due to head back from the U.S. to Israel overnight on Saturday, said he would bring his flight forward and convene his security cabinet upon arrival. Hezbollah and Israel have been trading fire in areas at or near the Lebanese-Israeli border since the eruption of the Gaza War.
Emma Gell from Reuters. Israeli airstrikes have hit a school being used by displaced Palestinians in central Gaza and killed at least 30 people, including seven children. Saturday's attack occurred as negotiators prepared to meet international mediators on Sunday to discuss a proposed ceasefire. Thousands of people have been sheltering at the girls' school in Deir al-Bala. Israel's military said it targeted a Hamas command and control center used to store weapons and plan attacks. Hamas denied it. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump told Christians on Friday that if they vote for him this November,
in 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote.
It was not clear what the former president meant by his remarks in an election campaign where his Democratic opponents accuse him of being a threat to democracy. Trump was speaking at an event organized by the conservative group Turning Point Action in West Palm Beach, Florida. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In a fresh broadside against one of the world's most popular technology companies, the Justice Department has accused TikTok of harnessing the capability to gather bulk information on users based on views on divisive social issues. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The Justice Department's accusing TikTok of harnessing high-tech pathways to gather information about American users based on issues like gun control, abortion, and religion. Government lawyers told the court TikTok and parent company ByteDance in Beijing have used an internal web suite system called Lark to send sensitive data about U.S. subscribers, which is stored and accessible on Chinese servers. A new law may soon ban TikTok in the U.S., with warnings the Chinese government may use this data to shape the content American users receive. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Japanese and U.S. defense officials and U.S. defense chiefs and top diplomats will meet in Tokyo on Sunday for security talks aimed at further bolstering their military cooperation, including by upgrading U.S. forces' command and strengthening American-licensed missile production in Japan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will join their Japanese counterparts, Yoko Kamikawa and Minoru Kihara, at the 2+2 security talks to reaffirm their alliance following President Joe Biden's withdrawal from the November presidential race. They will hold their first talks on the U.S. commitment to, quote, extended deterrence, which includes nuclear weapons. Armed with selfie sticks and phones, tourists flood into Santorini from all over the world. But for many of the Greek island's permanent residents, the once idyllic island has been ruined by mass tourism. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
For many of Santorini's 20,000 permanent residents, mass tourism is ruining the once idyllic island of quaint villages and pristine beaches. Some 3.4 million people visited the island last year, according to Mayor Nikos Sourzos, putting pressure on its outdated infrastructure and pricing islanders out of the housing market. He wants authorities not to allow even one more bed on the island and to cap cruise ship visitors at 8,000 a day, down from around 17,000 now. As protests against excessive tourism erupt in other top tourist destinations like Venice and Barcelona, Santorini is one of the starkest examples of how hordes of visitors can impact a place.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. Nigerian boxer Cynthia Ogunsumore was removed from the Paris Olympics women's tournament after testing positive for a banned doping substance. The International Testing Agency announced the case on Saturday. The 22-year-old African Games lightweight champion tested positive for the diuretic furosemide in a sample taken on Thursday. Furosemide is a masking agent that can hide the presence of other drugs. She is provisionally suspended. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe.